What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. And just thinking back, in case you missed any of the interviews that we just did, Matt Colleg from Colleg's companies, Colleg Racing, Daytona 500 coming up this weekend, and then Brian Anderson. Right after that, we talked to Brian just moments ago. If you missed either one of those interviews, both available on the Odyssey app. In fact, I didn't realize how, like, blessed Brian Anderson was on his trip up to the pros. I thought he had spent a little bit more time in the minors. I mean, I knew he went from Wright State, and I knew it was a high draft pick, but
third, man, overall,
he flew through the system.
Yep,
flew
quickly.
Yeah,
well, he was the third overall pick.
Yeah, I get it though, but
and
it's
he's
still
a left-handed
baseball
pitcher.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, he was the crafty lefty who had steam back then, as our buddy Les Levine would say. Why are there no crafty righties?
That is true. Why were there no crafty? Why
are crafty lefties?
Let's take two more.
Oh, I miss you, Les. I don't know. Anything else out of Brian that kind of hit home with you?
Yeah. He can't believe it's here already, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know what I see? Take a look outside. It's kind of crazy.
There was sunshine, wasn't
there? There's sun peeking through in Northeast Ohio right now.
Well, you got to have something when it's 15.
I don't know. Crazy. Like, at one point last night, the roads were a mess on the east side, where we were. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, nothing's wrong. This has, like, been one of the craziest weather years I think we've had in a long time.
You know what's been really bad is that it hit early in January, and it really hasn't, you know, relented.
It needs to go away.
We're all for that.
Can't we get rid of that? Menigan, no. You got anything on the weather? Can you do something about
it? I'll bet it's gone by July.
I mean, duct tape and saran wrap seems to fix everything else. Mm-hmm. Let's try it that.
Yep. But maybe we can just tape an aspirin to the weather, and it'll feel better.
I mean, saran wrap plus sun equals heat. So,
is that how that works? I've never heard that before. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. If you never put saran wrap on anything and then, like, walked outside and had the sun beat on it and you start
sweating?
Never.
No.
Really?
No. Never. Have you?
You talking body parts, Dan?
Oh, yeah. You've never had saran wrap on something?
No.
Sounds like a show for after hours, Dan.
It is. You know what? Never mind.
I have never been more creeped out on the show than I am right now. Just, I'm going to leave it at that.
Dan's putting saran wrap on body parts and talking all about it.
All-Star weekend in the NBA, as we get quickly out of this conversation.
No meeting.
So, okay, you've got the NBA All-Star game.
NBA All-Star weekend.
Yeah. You know what, though?
What rapper and what actress am I going to get to see play basketball?
I don't know, but I'm going to say this. I don't know if either one of you guys had a chance to, and I'm sure you didn't. But if you watched any of that Four Nations face-off last night.
No, I wanted to, and I totally forgot because I'm a moron.
It was USA against Finland. And, you know, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, all right, I want to watch this. I want to see what this is all about. First of all, within the first minute of the game, the guys were so into it that there was a scuffle in front of the net. Like, right out of the gate. And I kept saying to myself, because the NHL isn't doing an All-Star, they're doing this thing this year. And it's like, look how much passion these guys have for playing the game. Look at the level of excellence we're watching out on the ice, especially the first two periods. Things got out of hand, you know, when Team USA started. they went on a big run. And, you know, a lot of people say USA's favorite in this thing. They won 6-1. But it was just, it was the energy in the building. It was guys out there competing. And then I'm like, I wonder how much these guys are getting paid to play in this thing. And it's hard to find a number on it. They're getting a stipend to play. There's some kind of bonus that they get for playing in this thing, but it's hard to find a hard number on that. Like, we know that whoever wins this four-team tournament in the NBA All-Star game on Sunday gets $1 million, right? They get $1 million each. So, I mean, I'm just kind of looking at this thing going, how do you duplicate that? How do other sports duplicate the passion that I've watched a little bit over the last two nights, too? Because, you know, that was game two of this Four Nations face-off that they're doing in Montreal. And it is fun to watch. It is high-level, high-intensity hockey. This isn't like guys playing in an exhibition. They're out there, and they care about the country that's on their chest. It's really interesting to watch.
Sounds like the Olympics, only better.
It does sound like the Olympics a little bit.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Better. Did you see any of it? Mary, did you watch any?
Yeah, I watched some of USA last night, and I think Jeff hit the nail on the head, because that's what I was thinking as I was watching this, and I think one of the reasons why the players are getting so into it is just national pride. They're playing with, you know, their friends from their own country. So, you know, a lot of players who normally play against Sid Crosby now have the opportunity to play with Sid Crosby. And for young hockey players, that's huge.
Right.
So I think that has to do so much with it, is just the idea that you're representing your country. You're getting to play with your heroes that you probably watched growing up. They're now your teammate instead of your opponent. Like, I have been loving the Four Nations so far. I think it's been, even though
it's the intensity. Yeah, like, even though that's the part of it that was amazing to me.
I know. Even though USA walked over Finland last night, I enjoyed the game.
Well, I thought it was a good, I mean, the game was good till 2-1. I mean, at 2-1, it was still a good game. And to watch these guys, you know, we talk about moving the basketball. These guys move the puck so fast. Like, no one has the puck longer on their stick than like a second. It's like boom, 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 boom. It's all over the place. Jeff, do you think if the NBA went to some kind of international format rather than let's just have some buddies pick up teams and play in an all-star thing, it might have a little bit more momentum?
I think if the NBA went, didn't they try that one year? went international against American. I don't know that there might have been some talk of it, but I don't think it happened.
They've essentially done it this year with the tournament.
Yeah.
And they broke these teams up where you got the Rising Stars and you essentially got the old dudes, the young dudes, and the international dudes. And those are the four teams.
I think if the Americans played like international guys from the NBA in All-Stars, that the Americans would be like, oh, this is fun. And within about 2 minutes when the internationals were playing for blood, it would change drastically. And I don't know that they want that. Do you know what I mean?
The NBA doesn't want that. I don't know that the NBA wants that.
I don't know that the players want that intensity.
Would it be better for the fans?
Yeah.
I think so,
too. The All-Star game stinks, Andy.
It's horrible.
It's awful.
I'd rather watch a three-point shootout.
That's my favorite. That's the all. Well, the three-point shootout is my favorite part of the All-Star weekend.
The shootout?
The three-point shootout.
Yeah.
It's an actual basketball skill that's fun.
I don't know how you fix it. Like, I don't know how you make this. The NBA stuff, it's tough. The NFL stuff is beyond repair. Right?
Oh, they just gave up.
They don't play. Yeah. Adam Silver's trying to come up with something, and it's not working. The guys, you know, I don't need to watch. See, here's the bad thing. We get to watch the best basketball players in the world play basketball at a pretty high level for months and months and months. And then we put them on a floor and say, hey, this game doesn't count. And then we expect them to go out and bust butt? You want them to bust butt, go watch the Cavaliers take on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, you know, it's like, okay, here you go. No defense, let's go. Well, it's unrealistic in this day and age with the money that they all make to expect that to happen. I never expect that to happen again. You know, they're trying to recapture the old East-West and have it mean something. I don't expect that to ever happen again because I have no idea how it could. Do you? How in the world could they make that actually mean something?
Money. More money. That's
well,
it.
Well, Andy, they make so much money, it's silly.
I don't know how else you do this. How do you?
I don't either. I think it's jumped the shark. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they come up with something else.
Huh. Jay's in Cleveland. Hi, Jay.
Andy, love the hockey talk. Thanks. I don't know if we can get a segment on here every day for you to get some hockey in.
It's
but
it's never
going to
happen. It's never. I mean, Andy, I try. Dude, I do it every day. These guys are so bored with me. They hate
Andy,
me after
these
a while.
Guys, these guys are playing at a Stanley Cup caliber intensity. I don't know if you saw the comment the other day, Drew Doughty from the Los Angeles Kings.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the other night when Canada played, that was the fastest hockey game that he's ever played in, and he's played for 20 years in the NHL.
Yeah, I missed that game. I watched last night's game, and I could not get over how fast the game was last night. I mean, it's less than a breath. Guys will get the puck, they'll get rid of the puck. They get it, and they get it, and it's just, they're constantly, like, they're working hard, and Jay, I was looking for numbers on how much these guys are making, and I couldn't find it, which makes me, man, this is all about the front of their jersey, or sweater in this case, right?
Yeah, there's nothing better than playoff hockey. Obviously, I'm biased, huge hockey fan, but there's nothing better than playoff hockey. This reminds me of a Stanley Cup final, just watching the intensity that these guys are playing with and the speed.
It's fun. Sell somebody that doesn't care. Sell them right now. Tell them why they should be watching.
Yeah, it's the best competition you'll get to see in the nation right now. Four Nations Tournament. Stanley Cup caliber. If you're not a hockey fan, turn on and watch one of these games. There's a good chance you might become a hockey fan after watching this.
There you go. Good statement. Thank you, Jay. Jay in Cleveland checking in.
I don't know about the best competition.
What? What?
I think Team Bonds is going to really stick it to Team Rice and the Celebrity Game.
Oh, you're saying that's going to be better than... who's even playing in this thing? Is that's tonight, right? Celebrity Game?
Pablo Schreiber.
Is he related to Lev?
Dylan Wang.
Avery Schreiber? Neither?
Chris Brickley?
Neither one. Speaking of TV, major, major milestone coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Tim May, 1 o'clock, Letterman Row. What's going on with the Buckeyes? New what? BC? New OC? What's up with the Buckeyes? We'll talk about that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.